The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Would you like to survive or thrive? Would you like to start creating the life you would actually like to live, rather than living by everyone else's expectations and requirements? What can we do to change this? Choose it. And that starts now by joining us on Being Outside the Box with your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Being Outside the Box. Today, we got a fabulous show for you. We're going to be talking about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. How's it get better than that? And really, what would it take for you to choose to be high on consciousness rather than all these other little addictions that we seem to collect? A couple housekeeping items. Wanted to let you know that the Sound, Color, and Light website is being ported over to a LynnWaldrop.com website, so please excuse any of our messes during construction, but we'd love for you to check us out. And we're going to be starting a new teleseries coming up called Love the Skin You're In. You know that I'm probably, if I have an addiction, it would be to bodies, because I just love bodies. And so many people don't want bodies or don't like their bodies. So we're going to have a little teleseries on you and your body and have some actual exercises on how to have fun and have you and your body contribute to each other rather than going, ugh, when you look in the mirror. So if you click on the banner at the top of the Being Outside the Box page, it will take you to more information and a registration page. Make sure you write down the discount code that's on that banner, because it will give you $48 off the price of the telecall. So we'd love for you to check that out. And today we have Ariadne Sassafras with us, and she's from Canada, a wonderful access facilitator, and we're going to be diving right into addictions. Welcome, Ariadne.
Hey, thank you so much, Lynn. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you. Thank you. So let's talk a little bit about this. So, you know, people think, when they think of addictions, they automatically go to, you know, drugs, hardcore drugs, pharmaceuticals, and alcohol. But there are so many other things that you can be addicted to. There are people that are addicted to shopping, reality TV, prescription meds, judgment, love, sex, relationships. I mean, there's all kinds of addictions. So basically, let's make sure we're clear that anything that makes you go unconscious, like think of if you're sitting there watching reality TV and you're basically probably not even your body, you're just hovering while you're zoning out, eating chips, watching reality TV. Okay, that's going unconscious. So anything that you allow to make you go unconscious is an addiction. And
yeah,
that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. And I've been thinking about the whole notion of addiction, and I think that our bodies end up running this chemical reaction that ends up occurring if we're habitually, you know, choosing to be in the same, I don't know, emotion even, or, you know, reaction program that ends up happening. And I'm wondering if the bodies are also then still, you know, being addicted. What's your awareness on that?
Well, and I even have a client who's addicted to pain, which, you know, for most people would be like, ah, you know, I would never choose that. But think about this, you know, in her childhood, it was very abusive, mm-hmm. and she kind of hid in a corner so she didn't get hit or beat by her father or brother.
Right.
And then when she was like 12, she broke her arm. And when she went to the hospital and she woke up from them setting her arm, mm-hmm. all of a sudden everybody was all nice to her. Nobody yelled and screamed at each other in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And she made a decision at that point that, well, when you're in the hospital and when you're in pain, people are nice to you.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And so this is one of the big things we're going to talk about today is asking the question, what's the value in having this addiction? Because you wouldn't choose it if there wasn't something you got out of it. So
right.
while looking at pain, who the hell would choose that? That's
right.
crazy,
mm-hmm.
right? She had a great reason for choosing it.
Mm-hmm.
So Yes, I do believe that we hurt our bodies that way. But if we truly believe that we're acoustical beings and not necessarily those physical beings and electromagnetic beings that a lot of the metaphysicians will talk about, does it have to have such a lasting impression on the body?
Right. So can you define acoustical being a little bit for us?
So for the last year and a half, we've been talking about the vibration revolution. My old show was Good Vibrations. And this one, even though it's still not named the same, it's because I'm taking the vibrational aspect into more than just medicine. And so we are all energy. Everything is energy. Your table is, this laptop or computer you're listening to the show through, it's all energy, and it's just vibrating at a different rate. That's the only difference between them. So if we're just vibrating energy, energy that's excited and moves at different rates, then why can't we change something as simple as changing how solid or how spacious that is, how fast it vibrates, how slow it vibrates? Does anything really ever have to stick and become so solid that it actually hurts us or kills us?
Right. Well, it seems that addictions can be pretty sticky, you know, energetics and situations for people, right? So what's that
definitely.
All about?
Well, again, when you have some kind of an addiction like that, you just get into those thoughts, feelings, and emotion, which are down more in that electromagnetic or electrical component of bodies. Mm-hmm. So you have to remember that when you're actually being the infinite being that you guys all truly be, you're operating from acoustics. So just think about when you're trying to create something, and that, remember that time that you went to create whatever that was, and it just was so easy. I mean, it just clicked, everything just slid into place, and it was so easy and so wonderful. Everybody have one of those? Okay, that was you creating from that acoustic arena, rather than when you're having to control everything, which I know is going to push your button here, Ariadne, rather than having to control everything down to the most minute detail to try to make sure that it's created a certain way, at a certain speed, looks a certain way throughout the process. In that situation, you're not necessarily creating from acoustics, but you're creating more from that electrical world.
Yep.
Which has polarity, which is right or wrong, good or bad, and all the things we talk about, like in the clearing statement.
Yeah, well, it definitely has contraction, you know?
Yes, yes. And that's one way that you can tell, you know, where am I at right now? What am I operating from? If it feels contractive in any way, most likely you're into polarity. Polarity being the judgment you're actually creating. We call it invention in access, where you're creating from a judgment rather than from that acoustic land where everything just vibrates and you let quantum entanglements and string theory take care of all the details. Right. In metaphysics, we were taught you had to worry about all the details. Mm-hmm. You had to know exactly how you were going to create this. Mm-hmm. But in access, we talk about, no, what if it's just, this is what I'm choosing to create, and you let the quantum entanglements deliver it any way that's going to be the most incredible for you that you could never imagine.
Mm-hmm. How does it get any better than that? Yeah, so what will it take for those of us that are addicted to control, or feel we need to be in control in order to arrive at a certain result, to let go of that control and receive the contribution of the universe to us, which is probably far greater than anything we can ever imagine if we created from control?
I agree. So let me ask you a few questions. So what is the value for you in controlling everything?
Well, it makes sure that it gets done a certain way.
Okay. So you're not willing to just let it get done. It has to be done a certain way.
I suppose so. I mean, I'm certainly open to receiving, you know, greater possibilities and magic in my life. But when it comes to running my business, right, which is where I operate in a place of control, it's tricky for me to let go of that control for sure.
Okay. So what does it mean to you to be wildly out of control with your business, with your finances, and with your living? What does that mean to you? What comes up?
Okay, first thing that comes up is lack of accomplishment.
Okay. And is that really a truth? If you, so let's just say finances for a minute, right? Uh-huh. If you were wildly out of control with your finances, could the universe bring you a $400 million lottery ticket?
Yeah, it sure could.
Yeah. Okay. But we have a tendency on wildly out of control to look at all of our negatives. Mm-hmm. Right? Like a loss of control will happen. Like all the bad things will happen. Mm-hmm. And what if that wasn't a truth? So everywhere where you believe that wildly out of control means that all the bad stuff will happen, will you destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, online, puck, pod, shorts, boys, beyonds. All right. So tell me, when was the last time you were wildly out of control?
When was the last time I was wildly out of control? Well, it's really funny that you ask this, because the first thing that comes up was, you know, when I was on drugs.
Okay. All right. So give them a little bit of a backstory. This is why I had Ariadne on the call. So give them a little bit of a backstory of your history.
Yeah, I guess prior to, what am I trying to say? Choosing to be a, you know, consciousness facilitator and energy healer and coach and receive my talents and capabilities, I was a aspiring clothing designer that created all of my products by hand and sold them at rave festivals and parties like that, you know, throughout, I guess, Western Canada. And part of that whole entire scene involved, you know, me doing recreational drugs like ecstasy and magic mushrooms and LSD. And because I was so busy creating my products and also selling my products, I, you know, conveniently went to the local doctors and, you know, told them that I needed some sort of, you know, support in order for me to carry on working and functioning in my life. So at that point, I received a prescription to Dexedrine and, yeah, I became addicted to pharmaceutical speed, probably for a year and a half to 2 years.
Okay. So did you feel more out of control on the prescription drugs or on, like, the mushrooms and ecstasy and LSD?
I mean, as far as, like, losing control, yeah, and being out of control, I certainly felt more out of control when I was, you know, high on the recreational drugs like ecstasy and mushrooms.
Okay, and so what does out of control mean to you?
Well, in that situation, I mean, free. What's the word? Uninhibited? Like sort of wild, I guess, you know? Spontaneous.
Okay, I don't hear anything negative for any of those. Do you hear all the words you just said?
Yes.
Would an infinite being not choose all four of those words? Spontaneous, fun, you know, would an infinite being ever truly not choose that?
No, an infinite being would. That's a double negative or a quick trick question. I'm not capable of receiving it. As an infinite being, I would choose to be wild, spontaneous, and fun, yes.
Exactly. Okay. So were you in search of what might actually get you there?
Yes, I certainly was.
So you knew something else was possible out there. You knew something was out there that was better, right, than what you were doing in that moment.
Right.
And so what if the drugs were your way of searching? It was the only possibility that you were open to or knew about in that moment that might lead you in that direction.
Yep. I think that's probably the case for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of people that are addicts, that's a common reason. They know that something better is out there. Why? Because usually people that are addicts are hyper-aware people.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they're hyper-aware of everything going on around them and they can't handle all the input. No one has taught them, how do I handle all this stuff, all this information that I'm receiving?
Right.
And so... For a lot of addicts, it's not only, I know there's something else out there, but now that I'm receiving all this information, what do I do with it? And if I don't know how to deal with it, I just want it to turn off.
Yes.
So what better way to turn off awareness, mm-hmm, and dampen it than to do drugs and do something that's going to basically allow you to go unconscious?
Mm-hmm. I think for me too, when I first started, you know, casually experimenting with drugs, I was seeking those as a way of actually creating more consciousness or something that I thought was more consciousness, right? Like the very first time I did LSD, you know, I tripped around in the forest with my girlfriend and it was like, wow, you can look at the world and life in a totally different way, you know, that was outside of the rigid confines of, you know, contextual reality. So I think there's a lot of people of my generation and even younger, you know, that choose to experiment with drugs so that, you know, they think that they become more conscious.
Right? And I hear that a lot. And I have a friend that still continues to do mushrooms and things like that because her belief is it makes her more conscious. Mm-hmm. And so we've talked a lot on this show before about heavy and light, what's light is right, what's heavy is a no or a lie. So truth, does it really feel light that to do those drugs make you more conscious?
Oh, no, definitely not for me. I'm not interested in doing anything artificial anymore because I really do get extraordinarily high on consciousness.
I say in all my tuning fork classes and even in my access classes, I mean, I'm just stoned all the time. It's great.
As you choose more consciousness and remove, you know, your points of views and your limitations and your judgment, right, then, I mean, I find myself to be an incredibly uninhibited individual and, yeah, certainly don't require drugs of any kind to be free, right? When it comes to my business and working for a living, that's something totally different.
Okay, so, and what word did you just use? Uninhibited,
yes.
Right? Which was one of your words that you chose for the reason why you tried them in the first place.
Yes.
So, again, the target was a great target.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that there's other things out there that I can be or do different.
Mm-hmm.
But how do I get there is the question.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go back to the wildly out of control for a minute.
Okay.
So, and because I hear this so often, and especially with people either in relationships or people in work. So as we were talking, prepping for the show, one of the things that we talked about that you feel that you might be at this point is a workaholic, which is addicted to work, right?
Yeah.
So I've got some questions for you.
It's not just addicted to work. It's addicted to generation, right, and creation. Because if I wasn't working on my business, then I would be creating something else, right? I would be, you know, dyeing yarn and making beautiful pillows or creating a new project with my business or something like that, right? I wouldn't just be sitting around watching reality television.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making yourself wrong for being in generation and creation mode 24/7? An infinite being creates 24/7.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. I've just had a few friends, you know, sort of impel or you know, offer awarenesses or their points of views upon the fact that, you know, I'm always at a computer and, you know, I'm not getting that much further ahead with my business and, you know, I'm stuck in marketing my events and then, you know, offering the classes and, you know, never really generating, you know, copious quantities of income beyond that so that it can be self-sustaining and I can have somebody else do all of that other stuff for me, right?
All right. So as a side note, a lot of times I will see people let the busyness, B-U-S-I-ness, of business get in the way of actually creating and generating. So I'm kind of a list person. And
right.
I used to just, like, it would take me days to do my list. And then I wasn't making appointments with people because I was like, sorry, I have too much on my list to do. And then it was like, wait a minute.
Right.
My business is actually the people.
Yes.
Not the list. So anywhere where you're allowing the busyness of your business to get in the way of you actually generating and creating a business, will you destroy and uncreate that?
You betcha.
Good, bad, right, wrong on I'm Pock Pod, Shorts, Boys, and Beyonds. Well, before we go to break, I want to come back to what you were just talking about, but I really want to go back to the wildly out of control one last piece before we go to break. So here's the thing about wildly out of control. You know, when I was in, I don't know, middle school, my mom was great at giving gifts, but I wanted to be so independent that I wanted to make sure that I asked for what I wanted, right? But I found out so quickly, my mom always gave me something greater than I could ever ask for. Okay. And so to me, the universe is the same way as this. And here's my example, and I'm going to show my age here. So I wanted a music player, and my mom wanted to give me this beautiful new cassette player that had come out, and I chose an 8-track player.
Okay.
So who had better awareness at that point as to where music was going to be going and how useful what I desired to have was going to be, right? Because I had to have control. I needed control of my life and what I received and who I got it from and what that had to look like. Rather than if I would have just let my mother, or in this case, the universe provide, you might get some totally... something that you just cannot even imagine. It's not even in your world of a possibility if you're willing to be wildly out of control.
Right. Yes. What would it take?
Okay. So I'm always asking, how can I make my business more fun for me? And how can I be even more wildly out of control with my business, my finances, and my living? I always say living and not life, because life is an end, has an end to it.
Right.
Living keeps going.
Awesome.
So how can I be even more out of control with my finances, my business, my life, my living, my relationships, whatever that is? Cool. So everywhere where you guys aren't choosing that in the moment, would you be willing to choose it?
Yes.
So everything that's keeping you from it, will you destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Woohoo!
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Being outside the box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live-streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
Being outside the box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain? Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, 7th Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at lynnwaldrop.com.
Being Outside the Box, beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws. Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people: ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're at the effect of everyone, everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, I'm here today with Ariadne Sassafras, and we are talking about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. What if you would choose to be addicted to consciousness rather than all the other crap of this reality? Welcome back, Ariadne.
Thank you, Liz.
All right, so let's go to your previous speed addiction. So let's just ask the question. So what was the value in creating that for you?
For me, it was, I felt that things were a little bit out of control, right, in my life. You know, there were things that I was, you know, having to take a look at and deal with that would kind of overwhelm me, and I would have breakdowns. But I still needed to function and carry on with, you know, taking care of myself and making a living and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, the fact that I could just take, you know, a small pill and carry on and have the energy to carry on and function, you know, certainly enabled me to keep my life together.
Now, was it really that it gave you energy, or a lot of times what I see in this situation is almost like a compartmentalization, right? It's almost like the speed allowed you to put all that aside so you could actually move forward with your life.
Yeah,
but when you weren't on it, then you remembered everything about your life.
I'm not so sure about that, but it certainly enabled me to, put everything aside so that I could carry on, right? I mean, I think when I had those breakdowns, it enabled me to, like, let go of what I wasn't taking a look at.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, healing from, you know, abusive situations can be really overwhelming, right, when you're kind of stuck on your own in your life, right, which I was
okay.
at the time.
So truth, is an infinite being ever overwhelmed?
No.
So can you identify the energy of what it really was?
Okay, with the energy of what really was.
Instead of it being overwhelming, can you identify what the energy of what that was?
Well, I guess it was release or something, right? I don't know.
So let me ask you a question. Who judged you more about the problems that you were having? Was it you or everybody else?
I guess, you know, there were certainly some family members that were wondering why I couldn't get my life together. And, I mean, I certainly was grappling with trying to be able to function and take care of myself, too.
Because you're kind of a special case, Ariadne. I got to tell you, when I was prepping for this, you're just like a tsunami of psychic awareness pulling in everybody else's judgments and feelings about whatever's going on, either going on with you or a thought that you're having.
Right, or, you know, going on in the room around me that's there that I'm aware of.
Yeah, like I knew this one woman who was molested as a child, and it was no big deal to her. But then as soon as all of the teachers and the parents and all these other people got involved and made it such a huge wrongness, then all of a sudden this person was like, wow, I guess I'm really wrong. And then it became this huge thing for them. Now, these are the words coming out of their mouth. And
right.
It was just such an interesting perspective because she didn't make it nearly as wrong as everybody else did. So how much of the wrongness and the overwhelm, a lot of times I find that the overwhelm is because everybody else, you're picking up on all of their crap
right.
and all of their judgments. And then that's when I feel snowed under.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess for me, I was sort of stuck in this like post-traumatic stress disorder, right? Because I just had held it in for such a long time. And there was, you know, serious times of, you know, quite over, you know, not overwhelming, but real abuse, right? So, you know, yeah, having to feel that and release that was really frightening, and I certainly thought that my life would be out of control if I went through that, right? And then when your body's stuck in that post-traumatic stress disorder energy, it's not comfortable. You can't function. At least that was my experience with it, right?
Okay. So a lot of times with addictions, and please feel free to go to Marilyn Bradford's site as well. She does a great job with addicts through using the access tools, because sometimes when you can identify the value in people choosing it, they can choose something different and they can still have that glass of wine, even though they're a recovered alcoholic, or whatever that is for you. You know, you can still go shopping even though you're a shopaholic. You can still work even though you're a workaholic. You just realize what are the reasons that you're creating this, and therefore you can change it. So, but one of the things I want to do is I want to do a little exercise, because one of the things we talked about yesterday prepping for the show was that you felt like on the speed that your central nervous system gets totally burned up. And you were just talking there about how the effects of everything you went through on you and your body.
Yep.
Okay. So one of the things I want to do first is, so any time that you're going unconscious, you're inviting the entities in, especially when you're doing drugs or alcohol, because anybody who died doing those kind of drugs or alcohol like that feeling, and so they want to come back and visit those people that are, you know, having that feeling in that moment. Okay, so when you release then all these entities, you have to make sure you get rid of the imprinting. And so I found that there are all different kinds of imprinting. I've run into biochemical imprinting, ones I don't even have words for. I only have energies for. So everybody out there who's ever, you know, done any drugs, any alcohol, gone unconscious watching reality TV, I don't care what it is. So all of your entities, who were you before that? 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 Who would be in the future? What was your job before that? Before that? Before that? Before that? Before that? Before that? What would your job be in the future? Okay, cool. So we got rid of lots. Doesn't mean it's going to be everybody for everybody. But let's go ahead then, and all the imprinting that any of these beings or any of the other lifetimes where you've brought forward all of that electrical polarity, which is how we bring all our luggage and shit from the last lifetime or any other lifetime into this body, is we take it, the polarity of it, which is that electricity, that electrical imprint, and we bring it, and when we're born, we just kind of go boop and imprint it into this physical body. How cool is that? Are we great or what? So all of the imprinting of any kind, biochemical, magnetic, chemical, electrical, electromagnetic, and acoustical, any other kind of imprinting that there is, that is in your body right now, stored in every cell of your body, imprinted to your body in any way, shape, or form, both your physical body and your field, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of it now?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So all of the effects that you have created on your body, in your body, from any drugs, any alcohol, any whatever that is for you, would you be willing to allow the cells of your body literally just to call in whatever frequency it requires to change it? That quick. Would you be willing to receive that?
Yes.
So I want everybody just to take a deep breath, and I want you to just ask your body to call in the frequency of whatever it requires to release your body from the effects on your nervous system, the effects on whatever it is in your body. Feels yummy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it just feels like, I mean, I used to smoke cigarettes too, right? So it's just like going through all of that. That's stuck in the body too, right? It's giving more space.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you know, I would continue to use something like this, you know, over and over. I'll do it, you know, if I've been somewhere that there's a lot of, you know, I go to a bar or something, you know, I'll come home and I may use something like this just to kind of clear out any of the smoking or any of the, you know, whatever is going on around me to make sure that I didn't decide to choose to put it in my body.
Right. So can you go through the exercise again very briefly, Lynn, please?
So I just asked my body to pull, and see, I use this on even a bigger magnitude. I'll give you the full magnitude of what I do, but I will ask my body to pull in any of the vitamins, the minerals, the essential oils, amino acids, you know, whatever all that is in your body. Basically, whatever frequencies my body requires right now in this moment to be at my absolute peak health, more than I could never imagine, I asked to pull all of those frequencies in. And so when I do that, a lot of times I'll feel like I got 5 million airplanes flying through me, because all these different frequencies, all at different energetic levels, you know, some are low, some are zing, you know, they're all coming in at all these different frequencies into my body.
Cool.
And then when I'm done, I may ask my body, is there anything else you require of me? And I don't know why lately selenium keeps coming up. Mm-hmm. And so I'll just get these weird words, you know, and sometimes I even have to go look them up. Like, what is that? I don't know, it's whatever my body requires, right? Mm-hmm. And so my next question always is, so do I take a pill for this, or is there a food or some other way that you require for me to ingest this? And my body's not a pill body, so most of the time it'll be like, you know, eat this. And it may be as specific as eat 10 cherries and or eat an avocado or whatever that is. And then my body's happy.
Awesome.
And sometimes it is go take, you know, whatever this pill is, if that's what your body requires. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly asking my body questions. What do you require of me? What can I do to change this?
Fantastic.
Okay. So I want to go back to the creating and generating constantly. Okay. So basically, as an infinite being, we're always creating and generating 24 hours a day. And when I first got into Access, it was like all of a sudden I wasn't sleeping very much at night, and it's like 12 at night, and between 12 and 3, I got more energy than I know what to do with. I'm like jumping out of my skin. And I finally asked Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, and I'm like, what is this? And he's like, Lynn, you don't get that. Like, everybody went to sleep. So now all the energy that you've been using to contribute to everyone else and to, you know, assist everyone else in the freaking universe, all of that energy now is yours.
Woohoo.
And so that became like my creative and generative time, where all these ideas and all these things were just downloading, and it was great, right? But then all of a sudden I made myself wrong, and I went, oh, wait a minute, I'm wrong here, because I'm doing, I'm not being. And so I had to go back, and I said, so Gary, what's up with this? You know, and he's like, Lynn, you're not doing, you're being. So I had this real quandary about what's the difference between doing and being. And that's where part of my problem is. And that was kind of one of my awarenesses for you. Mm-hmm. You know, we are obsessive compulsive creators. Okay. You're not going to stop.
Right.
And when you are not choosing what you truly desire to create, then that's when you create the crap in your life, right? All the things you go, oh, why'd I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why not go ahead and target it to something that's wonderful that you actually desire to create? So doing is when you're just running around like a chicken when your head cut off, trying to jam square pegs in round holes.
Mm-hmm.
Being doesn't necessarily require you to lift a finger, but sitting down and downloading classes or information or, you know, cool marketing plans or, you know, or just sitting there and pulling energy for your class or whatever that is, that's still just a part of being.
Right.
So everywhere where, you know, others have misidentified and misapplied that and then impelled that point of view onto you and you bought it,
mm-hmm.
will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So I always ask my businesses, what do you desire out of me today? And I kind of put them all in different groups. Okay, what do you want? Sometimes it'll tell me, you know, just stay away because you're in the way.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But the other piece to this that I wanted to bring up was, so if you ever feel like it's an insatiable need that you have to keep creating and generating, anytime you have an insatiable need, it is never yours.
Hmm.
Would an infinite being ever have an insatiable need?
No, I guess not.
Okay, so an infinite being might desire to create and generate this, right? But is it going to turn into an insatiable need?
No.
And so the insatiable need is when you're picking up on everyone, all the mind chatter of everyone else. Like, Ariadne, you're not actually creating money. You got to have money, Ariadne, because money's the thing we have in this reality. You got to create money. And you're over here with your head up your, you know, boopy-doo, mm-hmm. and, you know, you're not creating this, and you're doing all this stuff that's fun for you, and that's great, but you're not creating money. Okay, but money follows joy.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is, my husband calls me a workaholic all the time,
mm-hmm.
okay, but I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference between when I'm, you know, it's 9 o'clock at night, and I'm still creating and generating something, and I'm having fun with it, versus I need to do this to make enough money to support myself for this month and pay my mortgage. You know what I'm saying? There's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm.
So which one are you in when you feel like you have to keep creating and generating?
Both comes up. Sorry.
It's okay. That's okay, but just recognize that. So when the insatiable need one comes up, go, wait a minute, who all's crap is this?
Right.
And return to sender.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, by the way, just because you return something to sender and it comes back, that doesn't mean it's yours. I find this so often with people in Access is that they just automatically default to, well, I sent it back, but it came back to me, so it must be mine. And then they create a problem from themselves. Okay. It is not necessarily yours. Look at it as every thought, feeling, and emotion is a grain of sand. And all day long, all we do is throw out these grains of sand. I'm depressed. I need money. I have to do this. Oh, I hate my job. I hate my boss. All these things, whatever people are feeling and thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just happen to be catching all of it. So just because you return it to sender, you throw back their grain of sand, doesn't mean they're not going to throw one right back in your direction and everybody's direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to learn to be aware of what's actually yours and what's everyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that was the hardest with food. For you, it might be with work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you mention that, I mean, I feel like I've taken so much of that anxiousness from so many people and, you know, embedded in it into my body that even the thought of returning it all, you know, to them makes me almost want to hyperventilate, you know. I'm stuck in this flight or fight.
Okay, so instead of returning it, how about you just ask to dissipate it?
Yeah, cool. I was getting that awareness as I was asking the question.
Yeah. So sometimes when I get in that place where you were just at, it's almost like I feel like these little bubbles all around me, like a soda can, right? Like when you crack it open, it fizzes. Mm-hmm. That literally I'm the soda can, right? Because I'm the one that's about to blow with anxiety, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just dissipate it. You just pop the can and it just and it's gone.
Right. Yeah, because I think so many people, you know, function from that stressed out, you know, adrenaline place. And, you know, that's an addiction in and of itself, right? So
it is. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that more when we come back, but we're going to take our last break of the day and we'll be back in a minute.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Being outside the box, beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws, Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people: ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're at the effect of everyone, everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Being Outside the Box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
Being outside the box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain? Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, Seventh Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at lynnwaldrop.com.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Welcome back, everybody. So, just as a preview, next week, we're going to be talking about how to get your house to sell itself the easy way. So hopefully you guys will join us. And again, our phone number, if somebody wants to call in and ask some questions about getting their house sold, 866-472-5795. And my email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. So welcome back again. So Ariadne, we were just talking offline, give them the backstory. So you had this speed addiction, and now you're doing consciousness, and yet you still feel that kind of rush at times.
Yeah, it's really interesting because when I'm, in a class or, running body processes with friends or colleagues, there's, more consciousness that's being generated in my being and my body, and there's a high with that, right? But what ends up happening is that because I was, addicted to speed and did other drugs, sometimes it feels like I'm instantaneously high on those drugs. And, it's hilarious and bizarre. What would it take for, my high on consciousness to be just pure consciousness?
Okay, so my question is, are you making this a wrongness? And is it really just a high on consciousness?
Am I making this a wrongness? No, I don't think so. Maybe possibly, but no, it's not definitely just a high on consciousness. It really feels sometimes like I'm high on speed. And just the, physiological things that end up happening, like with your jaw clenching and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I haven't done the drug in like 6 years, right? But
okay, so everywhere that you believe any kind of high has to create the results of the jaw clenching and whatever else that is, will you destroy and uncreate all that?
You betcha.
Good, bad, right, wrong, on I'm Pock Pod, Shorts, Boys, Beyond. So what just came up for me was just like how people will say that, you have to get the Axis flu after a class and you have to, have a touch of a cold or, you have to process when you get out of here so you might be sick for a day or so. That's a decision. That's a conclusion. That's an expectation.
Uh-huh.
So what decisions, conclusions, and expectations have you created about being high on anything and what that will create in your world and in your body?
Okay.
So everything that is, will you destroy and create it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, Pock Pod, Schwartz, Boys, and Beyonds. So everywhere where you have decided and made a misapplication, misidentification of being high has this reaction in the body.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
No matter what the high is, yep. Will you destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, on I'm Pock Pod, Schwartz, Boys, and Beyonds. Okay, so I'm kind of perceiving, different lifetimes of yours where, you're a monk in a cave and you're just high on meditation and different things. And, how do I want to say this? But it doesn't necessarily end up well, like, you fall out of the cave or, what I'm saying? It's like, so whatever expectations that you've created based off all these past points of view of what happened when you got stoned on consciousness or anything else.
Yes.
Will you destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes, of course.
Good, bad, right, wrong, on I'm Pock Pod, Shorts, Boys, Meons. I said it was a cave, but actually you were up in a tree and you just fell out of the tree. So everywhere you've decided that being on that high is always going to cause a negative response of some sort in your body.
Yes.
Will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, Pock Pod, Shorts, Boys, and Beyonds. And, people can be addicted to what's getting them to the consciousness. I mean, to me, people can be addicted on to access just like anything else. They have to go to access classes. They have that insatiable need. All right, so when they have that insatiable need, what did I tell you that meant?
That it was somebody else's.
Yeah, and usually it's a bunch of other people's. So how many people are they tapping into that are like, oh, I can't wait to take this class? And so when they tap into however many people that is, all of a sudden it feels like this very insatiable need that they have to go take this class.
Right.
Okay. Great marketing tool, huh?
Yeah.
So everywhere we're not willing to use that in our businesses, will you just throw it on Create That?
You betcha.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So, you know, but for me, I see so many, like when I am totally jonesing on consciousness, there's a lot of times I feel like my cells are vibrating so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which my question is, are you interpreting that as that feeling of speed? Because I've done speed, you know, and it can be very misleading.
Yeah. Well, yeah, biochemically, I think that was what was going on, right? Because I totally get what you say about your you know, energy and particles vibrating so quickly. Because, yeah, in that space of consciousness, sometimes I feel like I am the speed of space, right? And
yeah.
I could zip around in my universe and, you know, be invisible because I'm vibrating so quickly, right? So... yeah, I mean, how many of us have those talents and capabilities and, you know, choose to do drugs to slow down and fit in and be received by the majority of people, right?
Yeah, so my invitation to everyone is, you know, we all have such a tendency to make ourselves wrong about everything. So really take a look at it and go, you know, is this a wrongness or is this really a talent and ability that I have?
Mm-hmm.
So I try to turn everything and take advantage of everything. Mm-hmm. So if I'm feeling this speedy kind of feeling, if I'm feeling the cells of my beings just vibrating so fast, so body, what can we do with this? Where can we go with this? How do we take advantage of this? How do we harness this and turn this into something that can just be incredible for the planet or make me money or whatever that is?
Love the way that sounds. I mean,
yeah,
because,
so,
you know, part of that vibration of consciousness is also very ecstatic, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like pure ecstasy. Who needs the pharmaceutical stuff anymore?
That's right. Are you guys willing to be a walking, talking orgasm 24/7? Every day. So everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy it and create it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And are you willing to receive the judgment of all the people because you're just too darn happy and you're skipping and while you're walking down the street and you're whistling while you work and you're just, you know, you're working at 9 o'clock at night and you're still really happy about it because you're creating and generating something fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so part of it is being willing to receive everyone else's judgment and recognize that it's a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not yours.
Totally.
So everywhere where you guys aren't willing to be, know, receive, and perceive what is yours and what is everyone else's, will you guys destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So, you know, everything that we've talked about today is relative not just to working too much or doing speed, but I mean, there's so many people that are, I should have had Tasha on the call today, my daughter, my coordinator, who's done a couple of calls here before, is, you know, being addicted to love and in relationships,
mm-hmm.
right? So how many of you out there always have to be in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not in a relationship, like, you're just totally downtrodden, right? Because it's like, in this reality, you have to be in a relationship. Or you're a loser. I mean, you hear that so often, don't you? It's just a judgment.
Yes, it certainly is.
Okay, so I'm giving you your get out of jail free card, okay? Be happy. And if that's not in a relationship, you are not a loser, okay? So everywhere where you're picking that out of everybody's heads around you, will you guys just all destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. I had a client this morning who had one of the most interesting addictions that I've ever found. And she had an addiction to waiting.
Wow.
She was always waiting for someone else to do something, waiting for something else to happen. And it was really a way to not be fully present in her own life. So see, this is how addictions work. She didn't want to be fully present in her life. This was a way to escape from being fully present in her life. Mm-hmm. Just like drugs can be, just like work can be. All these things are ways that we are trying not to be fully present.
Mm-hmm.
So would you guys be willing to just do a little test and for the next week, between this show and next week's, to demand of yourself to be fully present in your life and just see what shows up? Would you guys be willing to play that game for me?
Certainly, I would be.
Cool. So everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what's the value for not being present for you in your own life?
For me in my own life. I'm finding that I'm choosing to be that. So
awesome.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's becoming more and more extraordinary, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So how much more fun are you having now that you're actually more present for you in your life than you did before when you weren't choosing presence?
Oh, God, way more.
Yeah.
And it's just easier, right? There's more joy and there's not the confusion. There's not the, you know, feeling yucky. There's none of that sort of stuff, right? Like, my life is amazing and I travel around the world and facilitate consciousness and, you know, when I was choosing to escape from it, I wasn't capable of creating and generating that.
But can you see the misidentification, misapplication? People think that doing the drugs, you know, going into their work, shopping, whatever it is an escape from their life rather than if they were fully present in their life, mm-hmm. they could change it.
Yeah, no kidding, hey?
So thank you guys for playing with us today, Ariadne. It's been great. Thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. I'm so glad I can contribute to you and other people and create new possibilities in their realities.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. And don't forget to look at Love the Skin You're In. And next week, Get Your House to Sell Itself. We'll be back next week. Thank you for joining the Vibration Revolution.
Woohoo!
Thank you again for joining us for Being Outside the Box. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a glorious and adventurous week.